Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
The Gray and Green Show is brought to you by Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street.
If you haven't been to Urban Obsession before, they are a full-service salon offering hair, nails, and Nova Lash eyelash extensions.
And right now, if you tell them that Jackie and Rachel sent you at Urban Obsession, they're going to give you $75 off their eyelash extensions. Check out Urban Obsession, downtown GR on Fountain Street. Make sure you tell them that Jackie and Rachel sent you. It's episode 33 of The Gray and Green Show. I know that because I made it a point to go to our iTunes page.
I was just going to say, are we sure this time?
Last week, I messed it up and I had to go back and fix it. We are officially on episode 33.
We fixed it like three times because first we're like, no, it's 32. Oh, dang it, no, it's 33. Whoops. Oh, wait, no, we were right, it's 32.
It's Rachel Gray and Jackie Green from 105.3 Hot FM in Grand Rapids. The Gray and Green Show. What's new with you? Have you done anything here in this last week?
Not really.
No.
We went to Traverse City and I ran that half marathon.
That's right.
That was fun.
Did you do any of the wine tours?
Nope. We had the baby with us. So
oh, yeah.
We went up there with another
couple.
Can't
tote the baby to the wineries.
We did go to a brewery for lunch. That was fun.
Which one?
North Peak.
Nice.
Yeah, North Peak's good.
I love Traverse City.
So we ran the race
so
in the morning, had the baby, went to North Peak, and then we stayed at like a lake house with another couple and their kids.
I saw your pictures. Was that like a vacation rental by owner kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was somebody else's house, and how many people were there?
We had Amber, Luke, me, Jim, their two kids, and then her brother and sister-in-law came with their two kids.
Wow. So it's a big house.
No. We had...
What? Nope.
So our friends, Ian and Michelle, slept on an air mattress in the living room.
Oh, my God.
All the kids, except Greenlee, obviously, slept in one room that had two queen beds.
Yeah.
So they went two per bed and then one on the floor. And then Greenlee, me, and Jim were in a room, and Amber and Luke were in a room.
Oh, my gosh. That's a packed house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love Traverse City. And honestly, like,
fun, though.
I love it up there. Aaron's like, let's do Traverse City one more time before the baby comes. I'm like, and do what?
Yeah, you can't drink.
I can't go to the wineries and drink. Like, maybe we could go sit on the beach, I guess. But Lake Michigan is flipping cold.
Right.
I don't swim in that.
No.
It's terrifying.
And what's funny is the house we were on was on Tibbetts Lake. It was a small, like, private lake.
Okay.
And the kids, it had to have been freezing.
Yeah.
The kids swam for like 3-4 hours. They just loved it, these kids. They were like between 4 and 11 were the age
range. Kids don't feel the coldness of the water.
No. We sat on the deck and drank and played a card game for 2-3 hours till I was
pretty
drunk while they swam, and it was just nuts. And Greenlee slept. So we got there Friday, and there was like packet pickup. If you ever done a race, you had to pick up your bib the day before.
Yeah.
And we had to go pick up the bibs. By the time we got there, got the bibs, got Traverse City, it was late, like 9 o'clock at night.
Really?
So we got dinner at Fazoli's.
I love Fazoli's.
So do we. And
hey,
Jim
we're not
was,
getting paid for that, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We just like it.
Yeah.
So Jim was like, we need to have pasta if we're running. It's a carb.
Yeah,
like
he's right.
Old school, like, you know, 90s runner.
He sounds like my mom before I had a soccer game when
right.
I was 10.
Like, oh, we gotta have some pasta, sweetie.
Load up, honey.
So I'm like, let's go to Olive Garden. Let's go sit down, you know. And he's like, it's already 9 o'clock. No, we gotta have Fazoli's. So we go to Fazoli's. He eats like four bowls of never-ending pasta, and I'm thinking, you are gonna barf on this run tomorrow.
How did he feel?
He ended up running really well, so I was kind of annoyed.
Yeah.
But so then we get to the house. By the time we get there, it's like 10:30.
Yeah,
he only goes to bed at 7. She's like wired, like yeah, like
right.
running around the house like a crazy kid.
I mean, she is growing up so fast.
So
it's going to be one this weekend.
I know.
It's crazy.
Sad.
Well, it sounds like Memorial Day weekend was real fun
it was
for you.
Pretty fun, yeah.
I went to the cottage and hung out with my cousins that were there, who are always a blast. I have like second cousins that are in their 40s and they're just a ball.
That's awesome.
I just love them. But yeah, so my cottage is on like a really big hill, and I am, believe it or not, this baby is due in 5 weeks.
Oh my God.
I know. 5 weeks.
It feels like, I don't know. It just feels like it went by really fast.
I mean,
I'm sure it doesn't
the same
for you.
Way.
Really?
I feel the same way. But I'm like getting to the point where I'm very uncomfortable, and like the cottage is on this great big hill, and I have to go down like 70 steps just to get to the bottom of the water. And it's like, man, I thought I could go back here in a few weeks, but I think I'm getting too big and too uncomfortable. I don't think I can do it. It's bad. Aaron, like, I can't tie my shoes anymore.
You thought you were going to be able to what? I'm sorry.
Go back to the cottage.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I thought
but
I was going to be able to do it one more time.
It's just not enjoyable when you have to climb up and down the stairs.
And Aaron had to help me get in the boat.
You know, like, the fun part was once you're sitting on the boat.
Yes. Once I was plopped in with my fun cup full of water, which let me tell you how depressing that is.
Right, that ain't fun.
No, fun cups
ain't nothing
with
fun
water.
About water.
Exactly. So I don't think I'll be going back, but I am pretty excited because I just found out she is turned head down.
So she's ready.
She is locked and loaded, butt
good.
Up, head down. Her legs are to my right, I guess.
That's good. It's probably a sign that it's going to be a smooth, hopefully. I don't know anything about that stuff.
There's something about like a certain position that she has to be in where her back is like aligned with yours.
Right.
So that she just kind of slowly slides out. But I say slowly. It could be an hour or 3 hours of pushing. I don't know.
It could be 8 hours.
Right.
Exactly. God only knows.
If it's 8 hours, I'd be like, homie, cut me open.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Most people are in the hospital like 12 hours.
Oh, no. The first baby, 24 to 36
what?
Hours.
No.
Yes. Now, the first
I instinctually grab my privates.
I know, right? Pain. The hospital stay itself may only be like 12 to 20 hours, but the like
well,
labor.
Normally you're there at least 24 because they make you stay the night.
Right. I'm talking about like the labor and delivery itself, though. Okay. Like starting with your first contraction all the way until the baby is born can be anywhere from 24 to 36 hours.
Oh, because they won't take you until you're dilated a certain amount.
Yes. You have to stay like. In our classes, they taught us you have to stay at home until your contractions hit 5-1-1, which means they're 5 minutes apart, 1 minute apiece for 1 hour.
I feel like that's so cutting it too close.
I think so, too. And I'm, like, terrified that I'm going to be
tough. I feel like no one waits that long.
I'm, like, thinking I'm going to be, like, a, you know, hard
ass. Your water breaks, you go.
Well, if your water breaks, you go because that causes germs. Like if your water breaks, you have to go immediately. But if you just start contractions and your water doesn't break, then you have to stay at home.
I feel like that's rare nowadays.
What?
Like just the natural, real fast. Oh, I'm starting the contractions. Now I'm going to wait. Now
okay.
Like that smooth.
Believe it or not, only 10% of people have their water break.
Really?
Yes.
I think I thought that because my sister's water broke.
Oh, did it? My mom's did with my brother, but
so
not for me.
So many of my friends' first kids that got induced.
See, that's the other thing
so
that scares me.
So many people I know went a week over and had to get induced.
I do not want to be induced. I want it to naturally happen. My girlfriend, Jen. Oh, sorry, Jen. I probably shouldn't tell this. I'm going to anyway. She just had a baby like a couple months ago.
Did she get super puffy and bloated from it?
Well, she got induced. I don't know about that, but she got induced. Her labor was 48 hours.
Did it end in C-section?
Come on. No!
Almost everyone, not everyone, but many, many people I know, I can think of at least five, got induced, went through 24 hours of labor just to end in a C-section.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I don't know how she did it. She must have really wanted to, like, push that baby out.
Get that thing out of me.
48 hours. That is crazy.
I will say, I thought of you this weekend.
You did?
So, this is ridiculous. The last mile of this dang race, I ran a smidge too fast.
Yeah.
The first 12 miles, I had one to go, and I just, like a light switch, it got turned off, and I was dying. And all I could think was, this might be how Rachel feels all the time. I was that person that people on the side of the road cheering said, sweetie, it's okay, you're almost done. You're almost done. No one said I wasn't going to finish. What are you saying it's okay for? I know it's okay.
Right.
It was bad.
It is kind of how I feel,
but I
actually.
Literally, that thought crossed my mind when you're like, man, I get out of breath on the stairs. Or, man, I'm struggling. Like that. I thought, oh, my God, this might be how she feels all the time. I was
it
dying.
It kind of is. Like, you do get out of breath and all that stuff. I mean, I don't have a cheer squad. We could work on that.
No one's there just telling you.
Right.
You
got
can
it.
Do it.
Honey,
one
keep it moving.
One more stair.
You got it. But speaking of me, since it's clearly been all about me this podcast so far.
No, it's not.
31, I turn on Saturday.
Boom.
I know. It's crazy. I kind of feel weird about it. I don't know why. I was okay with 30, 31.
Yeah, 30 didn't bother me. 32, this a couple weeks ago, that bothered me.
Right.
That bothered me.
How come it bothered you?
Why did it bother me?
Like what? I mean, I know why it bothered you for the same reason.
32 sounds old.
Right? I think 31 sounds, I mean, it is older than 30, but I feel like it sounds like way older
than
30.
Yeah, it's like, wait, I'm not 30. I'm in my 30s.
I'm officially in them.
Like I'm almost halfway.
Daughter turns one, not 31, turns one.
Sunday.
The day after my birthday.
Yeah, so the 4th.
Yeah, that's crazy. First off, what are you doing for Greenlee's birthday?
Just a little get-together at our house. It's actually aimed more at adults.
I saw you made Greenlee a smash cake.
Dude, we did. Well, that was for her photo shoot.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want her making.
Of course, Greenlee has her first birthday
photo shoot.
This is
how selfish I am.
Okay.
I did a smash cake thing with her, like a photo session with my friend. And she did that. All was cute, whatever. She ate the cake. I'm not doing that on her birthday party because I don't want to have to clean it up. Because I'm going to be drinking at that party, and I want to be able to put her down and ever. She don't know what cake is. She don't care. She don't need all the sugar.
I love how we get this. Her grammar goes out the window. She don't know what cake
Girl
is.
Girl don't need all that. Girl don't need all that.
I just think we went to Kentucky.
She can eat some carrots.
So you're not going to give her, you're going to give her a cupcake or something.
I like cut up a cupcake and give it to her that she can do with her hands, but I'm not going to play the game where let's all surround the baby while she smashes frosting all over her face.
You know what, though? I don't think there's anything wrong with that, Jackie.
Do you know how long it took me to clean the cake off of her just from the photo shoot?
I can only imagine because it was
like 40 minutes
because
it was pink. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's going to be just as bad if I do it at the party. And so we don't get to see all of our friends and family a whole lot because they don't all live in Grand Rapids anymore. So they're all coming into town. So we planned the party for like 4 p.m. because we were like, well, that way she's not going to be entertained for like a noon party all day.
Right.
She's just going to get overwhelmed.
She's a baby.
4 to like 7, she'll be there eating dinner and everyone can hug her and say hi.
Yeah.
7, she goes to bed because that's just when she goes to bed.
I love how mom is not budging on that. I don't give a crap if it's your birthday, Greenlee.
No. Well, she doesn't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like she's going to be like, don't put me to bed. It's 7. She's going to yawn and then be like, oh, it's time for bed. Like, that's just all she knows. So, like, at the cottage this past weekend, it's the same thing. Everyone's up playing and we're like, oh, but 7, put her down and she went right to bed.
Yeah.
So then that's going to happen, and then we're going to stay outside drinking.
Right.
Like, have a fire pit, you know, just do all that.
Right, so you'll put her down at 7, and then you'll play
between
with your family.
7 and 7. Like, she might stay up at 7:30 if people are getting there late and want to see her. But it's more just that, like, if I deviate the schedule too much, she's not going to want to go to bed. She'll just fight it, and then it'll just be annoying.
Well, you don't want to deal with that. You don't want to deal with cleaning up a smash cake. I get it. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine said she won't even give her kid yogurt because it's so messy.
Really? Oh, I won't give it to her if it's her feeding herself, but I'll spoon feed her with it.
Oh, okay.
Like, if I'm
feeding
you,
their baby's like a year and a half.
You can have it.
Yeah.
You're going to feed yourself.
I am glad Greenlee gets a party because you know what I get for my birthday on Saturday?
Water.
A baby shower.
Ooh.
I have another baby shower.
At least you get presents.
I mean, I will get presents, which is good.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's weird.
What?
My baby shower was on my birthday, too. My 31st birthday.
No way. You're
31st. May 7th, my 31st birthday was my baby shower.
No way.
That's kind of trippy. I didn't even think about that.
That is trippy. June 3rd, my 31st birthday, my baby shower.
You need to have, I know it's like low time, but you and Aaron need to host a diaper party and have like a keg or something.
Maybe we should.
We still have.
Nobody has bought us diapers except my cousin.
No one will. We did the diaper party. We still have not bought one pack of diapers yet.
Really?
She's a year old. We've not bought one pack. I've never bought a diaper.
That's incredible. How many people came to your party?
Like 30 or 40.
Yeah. I'm just really tired.
Yeah, but you know what a lot of people look at it as? It's like the guy's equivalent of a shower.
Dadschler party.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a bunch of like beer there and people just come over.
Right.
And then my girlfriend did one and she went to bed.
What do you mean she went to bed?
Like it was like 10:30. Everyone's there drinking and she was like, I'm tired. You stay out back, drinking by the fire, doing this. I'm going to bed. So she went to bed and we just stayed up and
yeah. Here in the next couple weeks, we actually have nothing going on and we have the opportunity to do it.
Just have people to your house. Like literally what they did was it was grill out.
Right.
She bought like a big cake so people could have dessert. And then they grilled a bunch of chicken and had a big bucket of beers.
See, Aaron would love to have a grill out party.
Yeah.
And he would love
that. It was like open house style. Everyone came and drank and went when they wanted. A couple people stayed the night. And if they wanted to stay, they slept in a tent in their backyard because it was summer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
And then they had diapers for 8-9 months.
That's incredible. Maybe we should think about doing that.
See, I wasn't pregnant, so mine was even better. Because like
you got to party.
We did mine after the shower. So I did the shower, came home, and then everyone came over. And we were up all night. And I was like,
I'm going to be a mom.
I'm a mom. Give me another beer.
Well, that's the thing. Like with this shower this weekend, it's my second shower. And I've got some shower beef. I feel like showers are so sexist. And that's why I like the Dadschler party, too, because of that reason, because everybody's included.
But what bugs me about the Dadschler party, like, that's why I like calling it a diaper party, because, oh, you mean Dad deserves a party for all the work he's done where he drinks and gets hammered?
Right.
But I get to have a shower where I sit there and he can't feel like garbage? No.
Right. No, that's a good point.
Because when we planned the diaper party, everyone said, oh, this is like Jim's party. No, this is our party, bitch.
Right. I'm here to drink, too.
Yeah, this is for
Mama
both
getting
of
drunk.
Us. Exactly.
That's the thing, though. Like, I just feel like, I guess when you call it a Dadschler party, it makes it sexist, just like a bridal or a baby shower. But that's the thing about baby showers. Like, oh, my God. Like, I understand that you have to have all of your family there. But, like, why are guys excluded? Why is it that every female I've ever known has to be invited to this? And secondly, why do I have to open gifts in front of everybody? I can't even touch my toes right now, and I'm going to have to open presents for over an hour while everybody watches.
And no one likes it.
It's awful.
At my shower, when I looked out into the, like, my baby shower, when I looked out at people, Everyone's eyes were glassed over, and they looked so bored.
I'm sure they did.
You know what my friend did that you should think about doing?
What?
Is she had her wedding shower recently, and it was pretty big, so there was a ton of presents. She called me and the other bridesmaids, and she goes, come up here. We all stood in an assembly line, opened the presents for her, handed it down the line, and she went, oh my gosh, thank you, Aunt Kathy. This is a great present. And then all she had to do was look at it, thank them, and pass it on. So you could just have two of your girlfriends or your sister-in-law help you do that. Because honestly, at first I thought, this is going to be weird. People aren't going to like it. People loved it. People walked up to her all night and were like, Chelsea, thank you. That was awesome.
Seriously?
Yes. They had a big bag. One of us was in charge of taking the wrapping paper and putting it in the bag. Two other girls were ripping the presents open and passing it down the line, and she would just hold it up, say thank you, and set it down.
That's incredible.
And she has 10 bridesmaids, huge wedding shower.
Right. All
she
my girlfriends are going to be at this baby shower this weekend, too.
And I want to say we did it in like 10 minutes. The presents took 10
minutes.
Yeah.
Really?
100 presents there. It was awesome.
That's amazing.
And she saw everything. She had to look at it, but it was all open. So all she had to do was pick it up and say, oh, sheets, thank you, Samantha, and throw them down.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so think about that.
Here's the thing, though. It's planned. My baby shower is planned by Aaron's mom, Aaron's grandma, and my best friend, Sarah. Ooh. And I feel like if I don't sit there and open the gifts, Aaron's grandma will be crushed. I feel like she's going to want me to. She's 82 years or 80 years old. She's going to want me to open all these presents. And
that's so boring.
I should ask her to help me. Maybe plus, that's not a bad idea. Yeah. Ask her to help me.
Like, my friend Nikki sat up with me at mine and helped write down everything and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I should have been like, Nikki, help me start opening this while I open this.
Yeah.
Because it was just, it took so long. I didn't even have that many people. I think I had like 20.
Okay. There are like 40 people coming to the shower. And it makes me want to jump off a building because I'm like, oh my God, I can't imagine opening all these presents. Mm-hmm. I'm like stressed thinking about it. Last shower I had, I was like dripping in sweat because I was so hot from doing
the worst part. I got super hot.
Yes.
And the worst part is, this is not meant mainly, a lot of the presents you get, you're like, why don't you buy off the registry? What is this? I don't need
so
this.
It's so funny that you say that because my recent shower, I did not get a lot off my registry.
Same.
But the one that I'm having this weekend
has a lot off it.
Has a lot off my registry. Things that I need. People don't realize that the registry is things that you need. It's
or at least you think you need them. That's why I put them there.
Well, like the pack and play, the big car seat, like all that stuff. They're all things that we need.
We don't have it yet.
We don't have it. And I know that it's fun to buy clothes for the baby, but damn, like I don't make a registry for nothing.
This is what I told the people. I was like, listen, I don't want your style. I want her in my style. I put a note on my, if I recall, we originally were having twins. So we wrote, this is going to be expensive. Twins cost a lot of money. Please buy off the registry. Jackie can pick out clothes herself.
Right.
But we put it in a nice way. My sister found like a poem online that she put in there that was like
nice
really
work, Danielle.
Cute. And it basically was like, while we love your style, we appreciate more off the registry, whatever. And it's like,
oh my God, I wish I would have thought of doing that.
I didn't need, she found it and said, do you want me to put this in the note? And I'm like, yes. We still got one or two things that people couldn't resist, but they bought it on top of a gift they got off the registry.
Okay. Which is cool. I know that Aaron's family bought a ton of stuff off our registry, so I'm really excited to see what we get on Saturday.
I ran into this a lot, though.
What?
Like, one person had bought me 5 things off the registry, and then 2-3 people didn't give me anything off the registry.
Right. Oh, I had that happen a lot.
Thanks.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Like I said, I know it's really fun to buy clothes, and I hate to be a diva about it, but yes, I wish more people would have bought
the registry. Know what else is funny, too? And I wonder if you'll run into this. I was so into clothes. Had the baby. None of the clothes I bought before she was born, she wore none of them.
Really?
I ended up, once I had her, I took her out and bought her clothes and she wore all those. But the ones I bought before, I was like, I can't believe I thought that was cool or that was cute.
Really? Yeah. I actually just did the laundry yesterday in the baby detergent. So I did a bunch of her laundry.
I never did.
Oh, really?
I've never washed the clothes
before. Her skin was fine. Because I honestly, like, Aaron's all hype about it. But I honestly think once we get through this one bottle of baby detergent, I'm moving on.
So many people told me, you have to wash it all. You have to wash it all. And then I asked the doctor if I had to wash it all. And she goes, I mean, sure. And I go,
goes,
I don't think anything's going to happen if you don't.
Right.
Like,
I think we'll do it with the first bottle and then we'll move on. Because it's annoying to do separate loads.
Right. And a lot of the stuff shrinks.
Yes, I noticed that. I pulled stuff out of the dryer yesterday. I was like, what the hell? This is supposed to be 3 to 6 months. It looks 0 to 3 now.
Put it this way. The doctor watched me pull the tags off a onesie when she was born to put on her and didn't say a word.
No?
No.
Well, then I wouldn't worry about it. Maybe I should just not do it.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
I'm just going to get through the bottle I got and we'll go from there. But the thing is, like, now that we're expecting and I'm turning 31 on Saturday, we've got this bridal shower. You know, I feel weird about turning 31. I was okay with 30.
Right.
Aaron and I went to Mackinac Island for my 30th birthday. I'd never been before. It was wonderful and I loved it. But now I'm like 8 months pregnant. I can't drink. My birthday's on a freaking Saturday, and I can't drink.
I know.
It's so
And next
upsetting.
Year, it'll be on like a Sunday.
Right.
But at least it'll be a Saturday now.
That's true. But I have to do this baby shower, too, and I'm excited about it because it is like friends and family. Some people I don't know. It's going to be right. A lot of people I don't know, too. But at the same time, I'm like, I feel ancient. And I start thinking about some of the things I do now. I am acting old. Dude. I watched Dateline in 2020 last week.
You are old.
I know. Like, don't you have certain things that, like, make you feel old? I was driving in the car last week, and I saw a group of teen girls at a stoplight, and I thought to myself, I better stay far behind them.
I don't want to get near them.
Yes.
I do. The things that make me feel old are opposite of what makes you feel old.
What do you mean?
I feel old because everything I do is still too young for my age. And then I think about it. Like, the shows I watch, the books I read, the things I do are still really young.
I get really flustered when people try and say that you're too old to do something.
I know.
I get so pissed off at my husband for this. It makes me, my face turns red. I get so mad. Right. I looked at him. I said, I want to go into Forever 21 to see if they have some of those
easy
cardigans.
You're too old for that store.
He'll go.
I still shop there all the
time. Forever 21, Rachel.
You're 31.
Yeah, you're about to be a mom. And I'm like, you know what? I don't give a shit.
Well, you're forever an ass. I'm going to go wherever I want.
Seriously. Aaron's 80-year-old grandma bought a sweater at Forever 21. And I was dying
when
she told me.
Well, some of their clothes are kind of grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
totally.
They're the biggest store in the world. Like, they have everything under the sun from grandma clothes to, like, teeny bopper clothes.
And God, it makes me so angry.
What makes me feel old is, so, you know how people say this all the time? You have a tendency when you get older to wear the styles that you felt you looked the best in when you were younger, right? So that's why you see a lot of people in their 40s or 50s dressed in outfits that aren't really trendy anymore, but they were cool in the 80s and 90s.
Yes.
I always tease people, like, behind their backs about that. Like, she's totally wearing these 90s-ass outfits because she thinks she looks hot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I do that hardcore.
You do not. You always have trendy stuff on. You have a lace up the arm shirt on today.
I'm wearing yoga pants and a stretchy shirt I threw on. You don't see me when I go out and party that often anymore. Right. When I go out, I still like wear my choker that I loved back in 2002.
Right,
I still like wearing my really low rise jeans that aren't even cool.
Okay, low rise jeans are a no no.
I still like things. I have a tendency to like things that are definitely 10 years out.
I'm trying to think of what you wear.
You don't ever see me go out.
I see pictures of you all the freaking time. All your pages is photos of you. And you always look trendy and cute.
You don't know.
Right?
I put up pictures when I go out when I'm dressed up.
Yeah.
That's what you see.
Okay.
You don't see pictures of me when I go out and just sit at a bar and do karaoke.
There are certain things that I can't let go of, though. Like off the shoulder sweatshirts. Cut the neck out of my sweatshirts just so they show my bra strap because it's so
ew,
cool.
I hate showing my bra strap. Oh my God, that drives me. You like that?
Yeah, I always have.
I wear a sports bra if I have one of those on because I
no, that's kind of what I mean.
Oh,
it's, yeah. Not like my actual, well, yeah, I'll do it sometimes with my actual bra strap too. It's very Carrie Bradshaw.
It looks so tacky.
It does. You know, it's totally tacky.
Oh.
There's a whole slew of things that I do that are tacky. That just happens to be one of them.
That's just one of them.
Right. But like certain things that I'll do, like, okay, I bought Kylie Jenner lip kits. I love them.
You have Kylie Jenner lip kits?
Oh my God. Jackie, they're amazing.
How
they're
did you get them?
Well,
Aaron's
brother was in New York. It lives in New York City, lives in Manhattan. And they had a pop-up shop. Kylie Jenner had a pop-up shop one day in Manhattan. And he happened to see it on his way home from work. So he got me Kylie Jenner lip kits and sent them to me.
They're not even that expensive.
They're like 30 some bucks.
Yeah.
But oh my God, it's the best lipstick I've ever had. And people are like, oh my God, you're wearing an 18-year-old's lipstick. I don't give a crap.
Yeah, but she's had more work done than most 60-year-olds.
Yeah, it's true.
So like, who cares?
She was like 12 getting lip filler.
Right, right.
But that's not
like, she's a joke of a human being, but her lipstick's really good.
She though, not to get off topic here, but Kylie Jenner is like stunningly beautiful. I think
she
she's
is pretty.
So pretty. Kendall's prettier. But Kylie is also stunning.
I think that they're equally pretty, just in different ways.
Yes. Kylie's got a little whorish look to her.
Yeah, but she's at that age where she thinks it looks good to look whorish. That's
I think we all remember that age. Once again, sounding like an old lady.
You're still kind of in that age.
Are you kind of in that age?
Well, that's an example of what I mean. Is like, I'm like, oh, my skirt's really short. I look really good in it.
Yes. Sometimes when I think about the style and the things that I wore in middle school and in high school, I do wish some of that would come back.
Oh, heck yeah.
Remember when it was cool to wear like tights underneath like dressy shorts?
That was one of my favorite things.
Rocked that. I had so many dressy shorts and I'd wear them with pumps.
Oh yeah.
To the bar
all the time.
It was my jam.
That was my 2005 look.
Yeah, for
like
real.
On the daily. I had guest shorts that were plaid. Like they were gray with like navy blue and like black plaid.
Yes.
Oh my God, I wore those everywhere.
But now I feel like if I did that, people would think, well, look at that girl living in the early 2000s. She's about 15 years late, girl.
She thinks she's back in like
Y2K. Right, exactly. But certain things I'll do that I'm like, my God, I don't think I've been to dinner after 7 o'clock in 2 years.
Well, I haven't only because Greenlee's like annoying at restaurants if I go after 7.
Right.
But when we have a sitter and we're going out, I always am like, dude, let's not go till 9. Like, I still like.
Do you catch a buzz before you go?
No, because here's what I find now. That was my old Jack.
Oh, okay.
Now it's like, I still like to stay up really late, but if I go early, I can't. So I got to force myself to not start until late.
Okay. You fall asleep otherwise?
No, I just feel like crap and tired and I want
to
go home.
Okay, got ya. I just love to go to bed early. Aaron and I
don't care about going to bed.
I hate waiting in lines. Aaron and I will be at a restaurant on a Friday night.
Oh, that drive. Oh.
At 5:15.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
If we're only doing dinner and we're not going to get drinks, earlier is better because I'm not going to wait in that dang line.
No, I hate waiting in line.
Because what's enjoyable about sitting for 45 minutes to get in a restaurant and then finally eat?
And the odds are I'm starving.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to wait on your ass. No. I want to sit down
and
eat.
We're the king and queen of putting our name in and then going, we're just going to wait outside and then going somewhere else to see if it's shorter.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
I've never done that.
Oh, we do it all the time.
Really? You put your name in and then you're like, well, see you later.
Yeah.
I'm going to go find somewhere else.
And then if we go somewhere else and it's not shorter, we go back and we're like, oh, good.
No kidding.
It's time.
Maybe I should try that. But I also think my music choices sometimes make me. I like new music. I love new music.
No, I hate new music.
Do you hate new music?
Yes.
I've always wondered if you hated new
music. We work at a pop station and I hate
That's new okay.
music.
You're allowed to hate new music.
I thought I liked it. Here's the thing. You know why I thought I liked it? Because all the music I like, I still consider new music and it's like 10 years old.
Like what?
Like Taylor Swift. Katy Perry.
I love Taylor.
The things I like are like, I don't realize how old they are until like my playlist, I still have Hot and Cold on there.
You do?
Yeah, I love
you're
that song.
You're hot and you're cold. Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
See, I feel really bad for Katy Perry these days because I think her career is over, if I'm being totally honest.
I kind of do too. Like, what is she doing?
I don't know. Swish, swish, bish.
All
the
of
hell
those.
Out
bon
of
appetit.
Here. Bon appetit. My body is a buffet? No, it's not.
No, girl, it ain't a buffet.
I don't know what you're thinking.
You need a little more fat on your bones if you want it to be a buffet.
Oh my God.
Maybe eat a couple more sandwiches.
Katy is losing her jams these days.
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing.
I know. I do like new music, though. Like, I love the new Kendrick Lamar Humble song.
After she came out with that, I got the eye of the tiger.
Oh, yeah.
That was her last one that was good.
Oh, the Roar song.
Yes, Roar.
Yes,
after Roar, I was like, come out with a good song. What's going on here?
I know. And honestly, you think about, like, we call them core artists on our radio station. A lot of them are sucking these days, except for Bruno. Bruno still rocks. Ed Sheeran's still good.
Harry Styles. Have you heard the new album?
Yeah, well, you don't like it?
Love it.
Oh, I love it, too. I was going to say.
I'm obsessed with it.
Yes, and the song Two Ghosts that's on the new album is apparently about Taylor
Beautiful
Swift.
Beautiful Creatures?
Oh, I know.
That's my jam.
Yes.
Oh,
actually,
my God, the whole album's in fantastic.
It's really, really good. And it sounds like old school
sounds
Queen
old.
Or David
yeah,
Bowie.
Yeah, sounds old.
Once again, we sound old, but it does sound
Dude,
like.
I love it.
It sounds like
Niall Horan, Slow Hands.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Okay, here we are. 30-year-old women going hype about
That's
Niall.
That's something I like. Okay, boy bands, I wouldn't really get into them anymore.
Right.
One Direction, I liked. They
Aaron,
were good.
My husband loves Harry Styles.
They were good.
I'm not kidding.
They legitimately
you.
Were
yes.
good.
And like
and their songs
the story
were good.
Of my life, I'll take you home.
Like, so I good. Love that song.
Totally agree.
Dude, those were
Niall Horan is Irish and he was on the Today Show the other day. And he's in like this cute little hat.
And he's singing Slow
jacket.
Hands and you're
he
getting
did
excited.
Slow Hands, and I was like, oh damn, Niall, I see you. I
yes.
see you.
Oh, I love that. I love that
no,
song.
But compared to
no.
like if I'm sitting here in front of our computer right now, when I look at the log of stuff, and that's our music
started.
Log of stuff that's come out, like even I hate to say it, but like Rihanna's kind of been weak.
Oh, Rihanna, get out of here.
I know. No. I don't think she's been that good.
I can't. Love on the Brain, I'm over you.
Well, Love on the Brain, that came out literally over a year ago. She's saying it at the Billboard Music Awards.
We've been playing that since I started in August.
I'm like, I know you like Julia Michaels.
I'm over it.
Hate it. we're ripping on our station
when it
right
came
now.
On, I yeah. liked it.
I love Halsey. I think Halsey's crazy talented. I really like her.
I don't love, but I like.
Right. I will be honest, so I'm a huge Drake fan. Not feeling the new Drake album.
Passion Fruit?
It's not very good.
What is Passion Fruit? Is that your
privates? I don't know. I do think he's hot, and I would like to see his Passion Fruit, but
I thought it was a
that,
girl's Passion Fruit.
Oh, is he talking about hoo-has?
I don't know. I don't know.
Now I don't know. If you know what the Passion Fruit song means, could you please let us old people know?
Real quick, back to Harry Styles.
Yeah.
I watched Harry Styles with James Corden on Carpool Karaoke. Did you watch it?
Yes,
the new one?
Did. He was awesome.
Yes. He's so hot.
Dude, he's Mick Jagger Jr.
Dude, he's so hot.
I know. Have you seen BuzzFeed did a whole
article. I Googled
article.
How old he was just to make sure it wasn't weird. He's like 24, so it's not that.
No, it's not weird. You know who else is hot that's like just turned 18? Is Shawn Mendes. I think Shawn Mendes is adorable.
Okay, I had the funniest conversation with Gravy one day. I walked in here and I go, Shawn Mendes is white?
And he goes, Shawn Mendes is black?
Yeah. And he goes, what? And I go, Shawn Mendes, he's white? And he goes, yes, Jackie, what do you mean? I go, I just always thought he was black. I pictured him looking like Drake. And he looked at me like I was nuts.
That is really funny, Jackie.
I was like, yeah, he's also like 17. I go, what?
A skinny white kid, and he
super talented.
He actually started on YouTube and got discovered.
That No Holding Me Back song?
Yes,
I love
I know.
That song.
His new song's really good too.
I do
too.
Like that song.
But when I think about, like, I know that everybody's loving Justin Bieber Despacito, the new Justin Bieber song.
I don't dislike it, I don't love it. His other
I'm not
one,
crazy
though.
About it.
His other new one.
Oh, because I'm the one. Yes, that's my jam.
I can listen to I'm the One all the time.
I am obsessed.
That makes me think of old Akon.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of has that.
Chance the Rapper's verse in there sounds like Akon.
Yes.
Where he says, dude. We just watching Netflix. She ain't got no cable.
Dude. Akon. T-Pain.
Oh my God.
That was my jam.
T-Pain. I was obsessed with.
I'll buy you a drink.
Oh my God. Ooh. I used to change the lyrics to say dirty things in that song.
That's hilarious.
I loved that song.
And that's the kind of stuff I still want to listen to when I have a party. I'm like, T-Pain. I like Akon.
Girl,
I like all that.
You should see my playlist is like all early 2000s. Like all
yeah, but yours are a little earlier than mine and it's a little more rappy than I get.
Yeah.
I'm more into that stuff from like 2007 to 2009.
Yeah.
That ring.
You know what, though? I've been really speaking of rap music that I like, because I do like a lot of rap music and like early 90s rap music.
You're more into like
Mary
J. Blige and all that. Missy Elliott. I don't like that.
I love Missy Elliott and Snoop and Dre.
No.
Oh, I love it.
None of that.
But I am really disappointed in you, Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj has got new music out and it is total garbage.
I don't like it either.
I don't know what this regret in your tears, crybaby crap is.
I don't like it.
But like, Nicki, where is my dirty, nasty,
vagina-plating
girl?
You know who I like that
girl?
Needs to come back?
Who?
Pink.
I love Pink.
Where are you at, Pink?
Right.
I love you.
Busy having kids, I guess.
Yeah, dude, I like her though.
I know. Pink's really good. But Nicki's new stuff is like not even dirty. Like, I love me a dirty Nicki. That is another thing Aaron will say, you're a little too old to be doing. Because I'll sit in my car and be like, I'm feeling myself. Like, doing these, like, Nicki's got some nasty
I don't
lyrics.
Love the dirty songs because I feel like I'm a big believer. I cuss a lot. But other than that, I feel like I'm a big believer in you can express yourself with words so beautifully.
Oh,
why are you choosing to use that?
See,
I just think it makes you sound ignorant. And it's just my opinion.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. No. I love it. I think that women don't embrace their sexuality enough.
But it's not. Some of it's not embracing your sexuality, especially when it's the men. Like, it's not all women that do it. Men do it just as bad or just as dirty.
Right, but I feel
and
like the women get judged
more. Maybe you'll feel
more.
Different when you... Well, they do. But I feel like maybe you'll feel different when you have kids in the car and you're kind of like, some of them are...
Oh, no, for sure.
Like, side to side. That bothers me. And when I hear all these kids at a concert singing side to side, it bothers
okay.
me.
Okay, so you may have thought Shawn Mendes was white or was black... But I thought Side to Side was about Ariana Grande being delusional in love and not being able to walk
Me
straight.
Me too, and I liked it then.
Apparently it's about her riding the D. Who knew?
And when I found that out, it honestly kind of bugged me. Like, that's what you had to write You know what right. I mean? You've got all these. I know. I guess
no
you don't
way
need to
she
cander
wrote
to
it
your
either.
Fans. No, no.
Yeah.
Way. But you, I know that's it. You need to like cander to all the fans. Like, oh, my fans are 12. I can't be. I need to be a role model because you don't. It's not. That's not yeah. always your responsibility. But I also kind of feel like, really?
Oh no. When it comes to lyrics, absolutely, they're not
that's
that great
kind
of lyrics
bugs.
These days. It does bother you. Well, I mean, maybe I'll feel different once I have this little
well,
girl.
Like, I don't want Greenlee singing side to side.
No, I don't blame you.
I know what it means. That's you don't need to be singing that, girl.
Right.
You don't need someone rocking you that way. That's gross.
But when I think about the things that I sang as a kid, like, my parents did not do a good job of censoring those
I
things.
I feel like some of those things were more discreet when we were kids.
Was it?
I don't know. Maybe not. Probably
I don't
not.
Know.
But they also didn't get played on the radio.
What do you mean?
A lot of the tracks that we like were more, like, on the album that you had to own to know.
You know what? I actually don't remember, so I'm not sure. I remember sitting in my bedroom with a cassette tape on a stereo, waiting for the radio station to play the song and pressing record
like
so I could make my, like, Salt and Pepper.
I guess that's true.
Like, when I think about that, what a man, and she goes, ooh, I want to have your baby. I was singing that
yeah,
at, like,
I
want
to have your baby is a lot different than some of the stuff we hear now.
I don't disagree. I mean,
you
it's no
I mean?
Different than
like,
the ratings in movies now.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the thing is, too, I forget. I was in a smaller town, a smaller market than Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
Our pop station, our top 40 station, was a little more like adult contemporary. Like, we didn't just play top 40.
Right.
Like, 103.3, I think it was.
Yeah.
Our big thing was. They played, like, it was, like, more like across the street what they play.
Oh, okay.
You know
so
I mean?
Just a little bit of your Phil Collins dabbled in there?
Wouldn't go as far as Phil, but more
okay,
like
old school Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Okay.
You know how you'll hear Bad Romance still?
Right.
Because it's popular. That's kind of how they were.
Okay.
A lot of Counting Crows. A lot of all that.
So they were hot adult contemporary.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's
yes,
hot adult
that's
contemporary.
That's the word I'm looking for.
My old station was hot adult contemporary too.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I heard growing up because it was the only station in town.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, I mean, that's a little bit different.
So I didn't hear those other songs that were a little dirtier on the radio because they wouldn't play it.
Right. And it didn't help me that my mom was so young.
She was into that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, when I was 9, my mom was my age now. Like, that's
right.
crazy for me to even think about.
Oh, that's nuts.
I know.
That's
she
nuts.
Was 31, which is nuts. And she loved that popular
30.
Stuff. But I was singing, like, Color Me Bad, I Wanna Sex You Up. Like, that is not appropriate.
Yeah, no,
no.
Not really.
No. And you know what's funny is we came into this podcast today doing, you know, things that make you feel old. Who knew we were going to end it with things that make you sound old.
Yeah,
listen
we do
to the
sound
two of us.
Old. Oh, my.
Couple of hens.
First, we go in and dog on our own radio station. Then we go.
I know. It's a breakdown of all the
no,
best
dude,
songs right now.
I love. This is the thing, though. This is what's popular. It's not that. Listen.
Right.
I mean, if you want the hits, you listen to us.
Music goes through transitions, though.
Yeah.
I mean, country could be really good at some points. Like,
right.
I want to say about 3 years ago, country was
yes.
on top of the world. And
they
the radio
great
stations.
Stuff coming out.
The radio stations were getting insane ratings. I mean, they were monsters. But now, country's starting to take a turn.
It's backing down.
It's backing down
not
a lot.
Not as much cool stuff.
And you've got pop music coming back. When we talk about, like, T-Pain and stuff like that, that wasn't a great time for pop music because it was
no.
all that auto-tune.
Yes.
Kesha, T-Pain, everybody, even Kanye.
You know why I think I liked it?
808 and Heartbreaks album was all auto-tune.
I think I liked it because it was a little less, like, rappy.
Yeah.
And a little more sing-songy.
Right.
And that's kind of what I'm drawn to.
Yeah. And that's the thing. With country going down, pop's coming back up because
yeah.
you have the Brunos and the Ed Sheerans and the Taylors.
And that's what I like.
Yeah.
More of that, less of the garbage.
Right.
That we talked about earlier.
No, for sure. Absolutely. Well, if you have any opinions on music today or anything else we've talked about, feel free to hit us up at grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com. Also, make sure you find The Gray and Green Show on Facebook, Gray and Green Show on iTunes. We want some more ratings. Thank you to those who have been rating us because we
yeah,
have
thank
gotten
you.
A few more, which is just awesome. And look for A Gray Green Show on Twitter. Have a great day today.
Bye.